It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project, teamed with Honest Auto Repair on South 21st Street in Newark near the tracks, as we team every week with the Lincoln County Humane Society to find forever homes for our dynamic duo. And with today's introductions, here is Alicia Taylor.
Thank you so much. I'd love for you all to meet Meadow, a 5-year-old black and white collie mix. Unfortunately, she came to us because her owner had to enter hospice. This gal is initially shy at first, but once you take her outside for a walk, she perks up and turns on the love. She loves cooler weather and likes to run and then slide down onto the ground, turn belly up, and wiggle around asking for belly rubs. The next one that I'd like you to meet is a cat, Otis, and he's our next featured pet. He's 1 year old and has a big, round, gray and white head on a fairly small little gray body. He's adorable, and he's FIV positive. Feline immunodeficiency virus is widely misunderstood, and it's not transferable at all to humans or dogs. And actually, it's not easily transferable between cats. It's spread through deep bites or scratches that typically only occur between non-spayed or non-neutered cats fighting for food or territory. So FIV-positive cats like Otis, within a home setting, can absolutely live with other cats and live long, healthy lives just like their non-FIV-positive fellow felines. So come meet Meadow, Otis, and all of the other adoptable dogs and cats at the King County Humane Society.
It's that time. Here it is, September. Let's talk about the Fur Ball coming up here.
I know. We're so excited to announce that the Fur Ball is set to take place on November 2nd at the Reese Center at Newark campus of COTC and OSU Newark. The evening will begin at 6 p.m. and will be full of yummy food and drinks, exciting live music, and interactive program, and some live and silent auction items. If you want to learn more about the event, how to become a sponsor or auction donor, and even buy tickets, go to lchspets.org/event/furball.
And as always, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed, and your dogs always licensed.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wally.